Today we're going to see Simon Tuf Lamed Dalet and Tuf Lamed Hey, continuing in Inyanei Bedikas Chametz and Bitul Chametz. We have some very interesting and exciting sugyas that are going to come up in the following two simanim. Start with Tuf Lamed Dalet. Dinim Anogim Tekef Achar HaBedika. Sif Aleph. Achar HaBedika, after you've done your Bedika, Yehei Nizar B'chametz, be very careful with the Chametz that you found. Shemeshayer Lahatznia. The chametz that you're leaving over for tomorrow, be very careful with it. Kadesh lo yitztarech bedika acheres, so you shouldn't need another bedika. Kagon, if you lenu achbar befanav, if you see a mouse, grab some of your chametz and schlep it throughout the house. Oh, im yechsa lachma, or you're missing some bread. Kagon sheyaniach eser kikaros, you're leaving over 10 pieces of bread. V'im tzates, and you only find 9. But in general, if you don't know if you're missing chametz, you don't have to assume that you are, and you do not have to do another bedika. If you take the leftover chametz and you cover it with a kli, even if you don't find it the next day, you do not have to do another bedika. Because how would a mouse get it from under the kli? Must be a human being picked up the kli and took the chametz. You don't have to worry about it. Lekach, therefore, that's a good etza. Yichpe alav kli. You should cover it with a kli. Oh, yitzlenu ba'avir. You should suspend it in the air from a hook so that the animals can't get to it. Oh, yanichenu b'teva mokom shein achbar yachol lavo. Put it in a box where the mice and other animals cannot get to it. Okay, adkan sif alef. Now here comes in yonei bitul chametz sif beis tuf lamed dalet sif beis achar habedika miyad balayla, after the bedika immediately at night yivat lenu, he should do bitul. What is bitul? So the mechaber tells us v'yomer, he should say kol chamira di iser b'shusay, any chametz and saor that I have in my rishus, judo chazise that I didn't see, udo biarte and that I didn't burn, libotel v'leheve ke'afra da'ara. I'm turning the chametz into nothing. Mishabur tells us in Sifkatam Vav, why are you doing bitel after bedika? Says the Mishabur Sifkatam Vav, hatahu da'afal gav demid oraisa bebedika levad sagi. Even though minat Torah it's enough to do bedika, the minat Torah sagi be'achad mehen, minat Torah it's enough to do either one, o bebir o bebitel, it's enough to do bedika and beer, or to do bitel. Minat Torah, all you need is one. Da'filu mishaer sham chometz bebayis, eino over love kozman shelo no dalo. A person does bedika, he does what he's supposed to do, even if he missed something, even if he didn't do bitul, he's not over by yiroi by yimotze. Why? Kevan shebodak heitev, since he did a proper bedika, v'osa komash mutal alav, he did everything that was required of him, he's not over, even if he missed something, even if he does not do bitul. Mikal makom, nonetheless, chachamim choshishu shama yimtza guska yofa. The Chachamim were afraid a person would find a gluska yofa, a very nice, juicy piece of chametz, she'enin nivtelas me'atzmo, kamo pirurin, which is not inherently bottle as the crumbs themselves are. And v'yishe ma'at, so if he finds it, he wouldn't be over. But if he finds it, v'yishe ma'at, he's going to pause, he's going to have this internal conflict. Ooh, so yummy. Ooh, aser. So that shehiya ma'at kodim shiyisrafenu v'yavor alav b'bayiroya. That's going to cause him to be over b'bayiroya. Not the finding it, but the finding it with the shehiya, with the pausing, with the thinking, wow, this looks good. Avalim yivat lenu, but if he does bitul, so then even if he finds it, and even if he's shohe ma'at, shuv eino over b'chol gavnei b'bayiroya, dave hefker v'lav dilehu. It's hefker, it's not his, and he's not over by Yerah, by Yamate, even if he pauses for a moment. So therefore, Chazal told us to do Bidika and Bittul. And Bittul is done Miyad, Kalayla, immediately after the Bidika. And the Lashon of the Bittul, the Mechaber tells us, Libotel v'lehevi ka'afra da'ara. It should be like the dirt of the ground. The Mishabura tells us in Sifkat and Ches, V'nochon shi'omar v'lehevei hefker ka'afra da'ara. You should add in the word hefker. This is a big machlokas Rishonim. What is the nature of bittul? Is bittul working through hefker? Or bittul is only that you are mevatel the chametz, you're turning the chametz into dirt, but not mitam hefker. Ulukulei alma, Mishabura continues, Mahani Lashon Zeh Shel Hefker, this Lashon of Hefker works, Av She'amar Lashon Zeh Beino Levein Atzmo, V'lo Bifnei Anoshim. It does not follow the regular rules and regulations of Inyone Hefker. You could do it even by yourself with nobody nearby. So the Mechaber is going with Shitas Rashi and the Rambam, that Bittul is Bittul, Ka'afra Da'ara, and the Mishabura bringing down from the Gaonim, to add in the word hefker, it's mitam hefker, the minag, paskind, and the art scroll sitter, like the Mishabura, is to use the word hefker. The Rama tells us, Hagav yomer ha-bittul b'loshin shemevin. You have to understand the bittul. Vim amru b'loshin ha-kodesh, and if you say it in loshin ha-kodesh, in Hebrew, kol chamira kol al-chomet v'se'or. So kol chamira that we say in Aramaic is a combination of both chomets and the se'or, the leavening agents, and that which has already become chametz. If you're saying it in other languages, so you have to specify chametz and se'or. It's only in Aramaic that the two are included in chamira. The Mishabura tells us of cut and test. What if a person doesn't understand the bittul? So the Mishabura tells us at the end of Sifkat and Test, if he understands the idea, then he's Yotzei. If he thinks he's saying some tefillah, Hashem should help remove the Yetzirah from my heart, he's not going to be Yotzei. That is not considered to be a bittul. The Mechaber continues, V'tov lachzor ulevat lo pa macheres v'yom yedal sov shoch hamishis. So we do bittul at night, and then we do another bittul by yom, b'sov shoch hamishis, after we've burned the chametz. Kodem shet tagia shah shishis, before the sixth hour. Why? Shemi shet tagia shah shishis, once the sixth hour Erev Pesach comes in, ne'esar. All the chametz is asar ba'anah, it's not yours anymore. V'ein biyodo levatlo. It's not in your hands to be mevatalit. It is in your hands to violate the prohibitions, but it's not in your hands to mevatalit. Therefore, bittul must be done before shah shishis. Hagah note says Ramah, V'ein levat lo bayom el lacha shesaraf ha-chametz. Make sure that the bittul bayom is only done after you've burned the chametz. Not enough to throw it in the bin with the fire. Make sure it's already burnt. Dedekayim mitzvah sreifa b'chametz shalom. Otherwise, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah sreifa's chametz with your own chametz, because you already mevatel it and mafkir it. Mishabura tells us in the Mechaber tells us in Sif Gimel, Bebitul Hayom, the bittul by day has a little bit of a different girsa than the bittul at night. He should say the chazise udelo chazise, the biarte udelo biarte. At night we're only being mevata that which we haven't seen, that which we haven't burned, that which we've missed in our bedika. Now we want to destroy everything. We want to be mevatal everything. So we say, even if that which I've seen, that which I haven't seen, that which I burned, that which I haven't burned, everything is batal. Now the kedai to point out over here, the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tof Lamed Zayin Sif Beis has a phrase, Mevatlo Belibo Vidayo, that you mevatel it in your heart and that's enough. So, can bittul be done in the heart, or does bittul have to be done verbally? So, the Mechaber over here in Tof Lamed Zayin Beis is quoting the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph from Psachim, from Rav Chisda, and the Ran says lav dafka. The Loshon HaGemara mevatlo belibo vidayo is lav dafka. You can't do it belayv. You have to do it bepeh. However, Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The Rishon and the Tur say no, mevatlo belibo is dafka, it's enough to do it belave. And the Bir Aloch over there, Paskins, Dibra Maskla belibo, Yadua Sheyesh Deos, Ibitl Sagi belave, dafka bepeh, this is a big machokas Rishonim, Va'ayim bebir agro, Shehiskim lahalocha, Kiloshin amachaber, the belave Sagi, and the Bir Aloch tells us that the Vilna Gon, Paskins like the Machaber, that it's enough to do it belave. that one can do bitter, one does not have to verbalize the bitter, he can do it belev. Sif Dalid, very exciting sif. Here the Mechaber paskins like the Bala Iter. Shlucho Yochol Levatel. I don't have to do the bittul myself. I can appoint a shaliach, just as I can appoint a shaliach to perform other mitzvahs for me. I can appoint a shaliach to do bedikas chametz. I can appoint a shaliach to be mevatel the chametz for me. So here the Bach feels very, he disagrees vehemently with the Mechaber and with the Iter, and he says, no, b'shum pon v'ofen shlucho eino yochol levato. And the Bach, it's a very beautiful Bach, he brings down four different dinim that relate to bittul that he thinks are tolui in this machlokas, whether a shaliach can or cannot be mevato for you. So the Itu tells us a shaliach can be mevatel. The Bach tells us a shaliach cannot be mevatel. Then the Bach tells us that which the Itu tells us that a shaliach can be mevatel, that's because the Balei Iter is going lishitaso. Lishitaso meaning bittel is not mitam hefker. But if it would be mitam hefker, then a shaliach cannot be mevatel for you. Shaliach cannot be mafkir something for you. And he wants to say, he brings down four dinim in a row. The Bach claims that when the Itzur tells us a shaliach can be mevatel, it's because he holds that bittel is not because of hefker. Also because he holds that the bittel must be bepeh, because if it's in your heart, how can you have someone with dvarim shebelev, how can I have a shaliach be mevatel? It's totally in my heart. So must be, it's only if you hold the bittel's bepeh. And he would also say that according to the Iter, there's a Birkas HaMitzvah, there's a Sheker Deshanu B'Mitzosa V'Tzivanu Al Bittul Chametz, or Levatel Asa Chametz, there's a Birkas HaMitzvah. So the Bach claims that according to the Iter, the Shaliach can be Mevatel, and that's because he holds it's not Mitam Hefker, and that's because he holds it has to be done, verbalized, and there would be a Birkas HaMitzvah. However, the Beis Yosef already explains that this is not necessarily the case. It could be that your shaliach can be mevatel, and it's still mitam hefker, as the Mishnah Berurah are paskin for us, and it still can be done belave, as the Bir Halacha told us in Taf Lamed Zayin, in the name of the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch and the Gaonim over there. And it still could be that there's no bracha, which of course is how we paskin, there's no bracha on the bittul. So how do we paskin over here? Despite the objections of, and very strong objections of the Bach, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that Peshas Adchak, one can be Mekel like the Iter and have his Shaliach be Mevato. Let's see this inside. Shlucho Yocho Levato. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, if katan tesvav, the apal gav the bittul humitam hefker, even though bittul is because of hefker, not like the Bach, v'ha'omer l'chaver oleich v'hafker nechosai, if I tell my friend, go be mafker my nechosim, ein b'kach klum, it's worthless, it's meaningless, ad she'afkirem hu ba'atzmo, a person has to be mafker his own property. Here, chametz is different than all my other possessions that I can only be mafkir on my own and I cannot use a shaliach. Why? The chametz, when a person's over, with his chametz, ain't no shalom. The truth is that the chametz is not in his possession anymore. Because after the sixth hour, it's already asr b'hanah, it's not yours. So how do I violate Bayiro Bayimatze if it's not mine? Ela sheha Torah ha'emidu b'shuso. The Torah puts it in my rishus, le'inyan sheya avor alav. The Torah puts it in my rishus only to violate the prohibition of Bayiro Bayimatze, but really it's not mine. Lefichach, therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Tezvav, begilui das belvad. All I need is a gilui das. I need to show that my kavana is, shumegale daito delonichale dehavide ischusa klav begavya sagi. As long as I show that I don't want any interest in this chametz, so it comes the sixth hour, the Torah takes it out of my rishus, but it's back into my rishus just to violate the prohibition. But if I am a galak, that I don't want any chelik in this chametz, so then the Torah does not put it back into my rishus in order for me to violate the prohibition. Anyway, the Torah is taking it out of my rishus. It would only be put back into my rishus to violate the prohibition, and it will not be put back in my possession to violate the prohibition if I am a galadas, that I don't want any chelik in this chametz. That is the svara of the Mechaper, who tells us Shlucho Yochel Levatel, even though it may be Mitam Hefker, and even though it may be Dumbelev. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'yesh Machmirin Bozeh, that's the Bach, U'vishah Satchak Yesh Lahokel, Derov HaPoskim Eskimu L'Das HaMechaper. Most Poskim hold like the Mechaper, that your Shliach can in fact be Mevatel. U'mikom Akom, Kozeh Davka K'she'osa Shaliach Hazeh. That's only if you make a Shaliach, you appoint someone to be Mevatel your Chometz. If a person does not appoint a shaliach, you cannot be mevatel your friend's chametz without his permission. Even when it's in his best interest, you still cannot do it. Okay. Again, Shlucho Yochel Levatel, and now the Ramah tells us, Ukishem Mevatel Shaliach Tzarech Yomar, what's the Nusuch? Chemtzo Shel Ploni Yehei Batel. His Chametz should be Batel. The Mechaber continues, Im Ein Ha'ish Beveso Yevatel B'Mokom Shehu. If a man is not in his house, then he should be Mevatel wherever he is. So here the Mishbur tells us, Sifkat and Yedzayin, even if he made a shaliach to do the bedikah and the bittul, if he remembers, he should still do his own bittul. Why? Because the Bach tells us that you're not yotze. So even though b'shatz tzadchak we paskin like the mechaber against the Bach, but one l'chadchila should not rely on that. And here the Sharat Zion in the bottom, it's Os Chof Vav, tells us another reason. Another reason not to rely on the shaliach. Even if it works 100%, the gam says the sharatzion lefima din aktinan de bida oraisa lo amrin chazaka shlich osa shlichuso. We generally have a principle that there's a chazaka, if I appoint a shlich to do something for me, that he is in fact going to do it for me. However, by the oraisas we hold, we don't say such a thing. The chazaka that a shlich does his shlichus is only by the rabbanans, but not by the oraisas. Therefore, says the sharatzion, bevadai Yizayel levata b'makom shehu dekemen she'ena beveso ve'eni ochel lekayim bedika ubitel yesh olav mitzasase de tashbisu v'shema lo yase ha-shaliach shlichuso. Once I do the bitel, then everything is only the rabbanon, then I can have a shaliach. But if I'm appointing him to do the bedika and the bitel 100%, so then I run into problems that maybe the shaliach will forget. Oh, chazaka shaliach osa shlichuso. We only say that by the rabbanans, not by the arises. So the mechaber continues and concludes. Taf lamedad im ena ish beveso yevatel b'makom shehu v'im ena osa kein tov shetevatel ishto. If he's not being mevatel, then his wife should do the bittel for him. Even if he did not instruct her to do bittel, she should do the bittel, because it's as if he appointed her to do mistama. Mishnah Berurah says Sifkat on Yudches at the end, the mistama kamo shenasan lo rishus dami v'roi lazhira azeh. But the chadchila one should not rely on the bittel of his wife, because in bottom line the chametz is his, not hers. He should do his own bittel. The Shari Tshuva Oz Beis points out for the Moroksia that one's wife, if his wife does the bittel, that's without rishus, that's better than a shaliach doing the bittel with rishus. It means better for one's wife to do it without being appointed a shaliach and without rishus from her husband, since she is a shtikl balabas on this chametz. It's better for her to do it than for him to appoint a shaliach to do it. Okay, that's Tov Lamed Daled. Simon Taflam, but hey, din mi shelo badak belel yudalit. What if someone did not do bedika lel yudalit? This is a mishnah psachim daf yud. The chachamim tell us lo badak or yudalit yivdok be yudalit. If he didn't do bedika at lel yudalit, he should do bedika beyom yudalit. Lo badak be yudalit. What if he didn't do bedika on yudalit yivdok betoch hamoed? The mishnah tells us he should do bedika betoch hamoed. What does it mean betoch hamoed? Big machlokas Rashi tells us. Rashi says toch hamoed refers to shah shishis, the sixth hour when the chametz is also bano midrabana. Tosa says no, toch hamoed is from the seventh hour until after Pesach is over, ad sof Pesach, till the end of Pesach. That's besoch hamoed, pashup shah, betoch hamoed during the yontif of Pesach. So if he didn't do bedika b'yom, he should do bedika b'toch hamoed, either during the sixth hour, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, from the seventh hour until the end of Pesach. The Mishnah continues, lo badak b'toch hamoed, if he didn't do bedika b'toch hamoed, yivdok la'achar hamoed. So Rashi and Tosfos go here, l'shitosam. According to Rashi, la'achar hamoed means after the sixth hour, from chatzos until nightfall, but not on Pesach itself. And Tosfos says after the Moed, meaning after Pesach itself. And Tosfos over there points out that Rashi is the Shitaso. Rashi holds the point of the Bedika is that you shouldn't violate by Yiroa, by Yimotze. And therefore, there's no reason to do Bedika after Pesach is over. Achara Moed can't be after Pesach because he won't violate by Yiroa, by Yimotze anymore. There's no, he can't explain the Mishnah. Achara Moed is being after Pesach. There's no point in doing the Bedika. Tosfos also the Shitaso. Tosfos holds that the reason we do Bedika is Shema Yavol La'ochlo. And Shema Yavol La'ochlo applies even after Pesach. How? Chametz She'over Alav Pesach is Aser Ba'achila even after Pesach. So that explains why Rashi does not explain La'achar HaMoed to be after Pesach. And the Ran explains that Rashi does not, even though a person violates Bayro Bayimati on Pesach, Rashi does not require, in fact, does not allow Bedikas Chametz on Pesach itself, because he holds that when you're dealing with an Issa Kares, Chametz BePesach, which is an Issa Kares, we are afraid Shema Yavo La'achlo, even when you're looking to destroy it. You're on a search and destroy mission. When we're dealing with an Issa Kares, we're still afraid that you're going to come to eat it, and therefore he says, better not to do anything. Once Pesach begins, don't look for the Chametz at all. La'alacha, all the Rishonim agree with Tosfos, the Tur, the Bach, and we'll soon see the Shulchan Aruch. That is the introduction to Siman Tov Lamed Hei. The Mechaber tells us, Lo badak b'lel yudalid, yivdok b'yom yudalid, be'ezo sha'a she'yizkor me'al yom. Whenever you remember, do bedika. Lo badak kol yom yudalid, if he didn't do bedika, b'yom yudalid, yivdok b'tocha Pesach, he should do bedika on Pesach itself. Lo badak betocha Pesach, he didn't do bedika on Pesach. Yivdok la'achar Pesach. Why? Kidei shelo yikosha b'chametz she'over alav Pesach shu asa b'hano. He shouldn't come to violate to eat chametz she'over alav Pesach. Now, when the Mechaber tells us here to do bedika betocha Pesach, is he telling us to do it on Chol HaMoed, or we should even do it on Yontif Mamish? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us Sifkat and Gimel. Yivdok betocha Pesach, vafilu kvar bitel, even if you're ready to bitel, vafilu biyantif atzmo bodek, he should do bedikas chametz on yantif. Afapish en yachol asarfo biyantif, even though you can't burn the chametz on yantif, you just cover it with a kli, mikamakam yuchal lichbos alav kli ad motza yantif, you can cover it with a kli until after yantif, as is discussed in Simon Tov Memvav. However, v'yesh holkin, there are those that disagree, v'sorin de b'yantif lo yivdok, that on yantif itself you do not do bedika, rak b'cholosh hamoed. So here we have two opinions so far. We have the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Taz, you should do bedika even on yantif. Why? Because we're afraid you're going to come to eat it. So do bedika even on yantif and cover it with a kli. Once you cover it with a kli, we're not afraid you're going to eat it. We have another opinion, the Bach, the Ritva, the Marid Zgeis, tells us don't do bedika on yantif, period. Wait till Chol HaMoed. Why? Because even if you find it, all you're going to do is cover it with a kli. And you're not going to overbuy Rabbi Yimatzi anyway, since you don't know about the chametz, so better not to do bedika at all. Wait till Chol HaMoed. So two shitas, either do it on Yantif, don't do it on Yantif. Now the Mishabura brings down a compromise from the pre-chodesh. It depends if you did bittul before Pesach. If you didn't do bittul before Pesach, efsher sheyivdok af b'yantif. So it could be that you should do bedika even on Yantif itself. If you already did bittul chametz, then you should not do bedika on Yantif. You should wait till chol hamoed. However, if you haven't done bittul, you forgot to do bittul and bedika, then you should even do your bedika on Yantif itself. The Sherat Tzion Sifkat and Vav points out over here that this is dependent on a different machlokas that appears in Simen Tav Mem Vav. The Sherat Tzion Vav tells us, "Hainu de toli b'pluktas aposkim lekamam b'Simen Tav Mem Vav." This is dependent on a machlokas over there. Im hod da amrinan hamotzi chametz biyantif kofer olav kli. The din that the Gemara tells us that if you find chametz on yantif, you cover it with a kli. Kofer olav kli dafka v'lo yitaltzelenu. You're not allowed to burn it. You're not allowed to move it. You're not allowed to touch it. You just cover it with a kli. Mairi, the Gemara is talking about rak bibitlu. That's only if you've already done bitl. About below bitlu, if you haven't done bitlu, yachol etaltelo ulavaro, then you can in fact take it and destroy it. Memela b'inyanenu, so then memela, who is it over here? If you below bitlu, yivdok afila b'yantif, then you should do bidiki even on yantif and get rid of the chametz on yantif. Ula poskim disavri, however, the poskim that hold over there in Tav Mem Vav, da afila below bitlu, that the Gemara that tells us you're not allowed to move the chametz and you have to cover it with a kli, is even if you did not do bitlu, you still can't move it. So who are din over here? Da afila below bitlu lo yital telenu, even if you haven't done bitlu, you can't move the chametz. Hachanami b'chogadni ein lo letal telo, ein lo livdo. There's no point in doing bedika, and you should not do bedika at all. So here the Prichodesh tells us, if you've done bittul, then you should not look for it on Yantif, you should wait till Chol Hamoed. If you haven't done bittul, then you should. And the Sharat Tzion tells us, as Tolya the Machlokas in Simen Tav Mem Vav, if when you find chametz on Pesach, the Gemara tells us you're not allowed to destroy it, you just have to cover it with a kli, is that no matter what, even if you haven't done bittul, or perhaps only if you have done bittul, but if you have not done bittul, then the Gemara would agree that you have to destroy it. The Pisklei Chuvas brings down a bit of the Bezman of Zed that we cleaned very well before Yantif. Even if a person didn't do Bittul, he for sure should not do Bedika on Yantif. He should wait till Chol Hamoed. When he does it on Chol Hamoed, so some say he should do it immediately when he remembers. Others say he should wait until nighttime because he's supposed to use a candle. A candle is better at night. The Kafachayim is Machriya, that if you think that there's a realistic possibility that you will in fact find Chametz, you should do Bedika immediately. If you don't think that you are realistically going to find chametz, then you wait till the night time. The Sharat Tzion of Yosef Katan Tass points out, Achein im bodek b'yantif. If you're going to do bedika on yantif, afilu ledas hamatirin, even according to the matirin, that say you are allowed to do bittul a bedika on yantif, tzarech ien im mutu lehadik ner b'shvil zeh b'yom, afilu hecha shelo bitlu. So he has a tzarechin. If you're allowed to light a candle for such a purpose, it gets into Hilchos Yontif. Mitoch, is there a tzarech yom here? Is there not a tzarech yom over here? And he has a tzarechin if you can light the candle. Ubebitlu, and certainly if you've already done bitl, but vaday in lahadik ner, va'al kein tov litchos habedika al chalamoid. Therefore, you certainly should wait until chalamoid to do your bedika. The Mishabur at the end of Sifkat and Gimel discusses a person who dies and leaves over chametz on Pesach. What's the status? If he didn't sell it to the guy, what's the status of that chametz? Then the Mechaber concludes over here, V'ala bedika shel achar ha-Pesach lo yivarech. The Mechaber passes like Tosfos, you do bedika even after Pesach, so you shouldn't violate chametz she'over alav ha-Pesach, eating chametz she'over alav ha-Pesach. But the bedika that you do after Pesach, nonetheless, the Mechaber tells us you should not make a bracha on that bedika. that implies that the bedikah that one does on Pesach would require a bracha. The Mishabura tells us in the third line of Sifkot, and hey, aval ala bedikah shebetocha Pesach tzarech levarech. The bedikah that you do on Pesach, if you didn't do before Pesach, you have to make a bracha. Afa pi shebitlu kodem haPesach. Even if you did bitl before Pesach, you did not do bedikah. You're supposed to do bedikah lel yedalid. You didn't. You're supposed to do it yom yedalid. You didn't. Now you're doing it on Pesach itself. Let's say you're doing it on Chol HaMoed, you would have to make a bracha. The kol shekein, certainly in this chametz lo chametz gomer for Pesach, if something became chametz on Pesach, the bevadai mevarech b'sha'as habiur, shereze lo haya klal b'chal habitl. When you did bitl, that only included the chametz. But if you had something, a dough that was not yet chametz, and now it became chametz on Pesach, this is highly unlikely by us, something became chametz on Pesach, so then it wasn't included in the original bittul. So then there's no shaila for sure. When you do your bedikah over here, you have to make a bracha. Now, what if you already did bedikah and you already made a bracha, and now you find chametz on Pesach and you have to destroy it? So on Yontif you cover it with a kli. After on Chol HaMoed you burn it. So here the Mishabura tells us, in kvar bodak ubita kedino kodem Pesach, he did bidika, he did bitl, he did everything he was supposed to do. Umatza chametz v'Pesach, and he still finds chametz on Pesach. Yeish deos bein achronim. Here's the big machlokas. In tzarech levarech, do you have to make a bracha al bir chametz when you burn the chametz? Kamen shekvar bodak ubita kedino. Since you've already done bidika, you've already done bitl, v'kiim takanat hachamim, you did what you were supposed to do. Efshar de bracha rishona shebirech oz koya al koma shiimta af betocha Pesach. So it could be that the original bracha that you made, Lel Yedalid, covers any chametz that you may find throughout Pesach that you're going to destroy. V'safek brachos lahakel. So here, the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Lamed Hey over here has a suffix. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Mem Vav tells us that you should make a bracha on chametz that you're burning on Pesach, even if you've already made a bracha Lel Yudalid. The Chok Yaakov seems to paskin like that. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Ber Hetev. However, the Prima Gadim and others tell us that it's a suffix. And here you see the Mishabura concludes that since it could be that the original bracha Lel Yudalid covers everything, it still is considered to be a suffek brachos lahakel, and halacha lemaisa, one would not make a bracha even if he found chametz on Pesach that he was going to be burning. Nowadays, there's an additional consideration when one finds chametz on Pesach that he's already sold all of his chametz to the goy. So there are others that want to say that he should just open up the cabinet of the chametz that was sold to the goy and stick it inside and leave it there. However, l'alach l'maisa, the poskim say that one should not do that. It's not considered gezel from the goy. One should burn chametz that he finds on Pesach, but he certainly should not make a bracha on that beard, even according to those poskim that seem to think that in general, if one finds chametz on Pesach, he would make a bracha, even though we pass in suffik brachas lahakya, but even those who do require a bracha would not require a bracha when he's already sold everything to the guy and is burning it, may be considered to be the ravcha, the milsa, ba'alma.